sure you heard, we had a pretty passionate council meeting regarding the investigation into Granville, just kind of where things stand. I know one thing that was mentioned, that they want to subpoena former Commissioner Gamalia to talk about this. You know, your thoughts on that and bringing in, you know, people who were working at the time of this incident?
Yeah, I went back and looked at the video of the council meeting and that kind of interaction between the council members. And, you know, first of all, Councilmember Rivera was employed by the Buffalo Police Department for more than 25 years. And he has been on the Common Council for nearly two decades. And he should know that the police commissioner cannot come in and comment on an ongoing investigation, in particular when members of his department may be subjects of that investigation. I also think that the timeliness of his quest for transparency to be a little off. You know, for several years we were meeting on a regular basis, a quarterly basis, police oversight. It was January, April, July, October. January, April, July, October. So the fact that he felt the need to deviate from that schedule and move it to September, I find a little odd. The commissioner was asked to attend just last week. He made it clear to them that he has members of his command staff that will be either out of town on training or on vacation multiple weeks in September, and he wanted to be able to bring his full allotment to make sure he can answer any questions. He would be happy to come in October when the meeting was regularly scheduled in past years. But again, with this quest for transparency, all of a sudden I find it odd considering there's only been two, maybe a third, police oversight meeting in the last 2 years. So it's a little odd to me. But as far as looking at people who were in roles previously, I have no problem with that. I've stated this repeatedly, that this incident took place a year and a half ago, before I was mayor, before Commissioner Wright was commissioner. So if anyone feels the need to ask my predecessor or the commissioner, the former police commissioner, questions, I think that's more than fair.
What would you say to people who say, look, this is just Chris Scanlon covering for his buddies in the police department?
I would say the same thing that I've said from the day that this entire incident was brought to my attention, is that there's an internal affairs investigation going on. There is an independent investigation going on from the Niagara County District Attorney. I do not involve myself in internal affairs investigations. I think the reason I don't do that is to avoid exactly what you're asking me, right? This is not the largest city in the world. People know people, and in order to avoid that, I have not gotten involved in this investigation. And I believe that once the Niagara County District Attorney is done and he comes out with his report, and the Buffalo Police Department Internal Affairs Division comes out with their report, I think the general public will be very pleased with the investigation that the Internal Affairs Division is doing. From my understanding, they are very thorough in what they're doing, but that is all that I know about it, is that they're being as thorough as possible.
During our interview with Rivera, he mentioned that there's this veil of silence, as he put it, with the Buffalo Police Department in regards to this investigation into Granville, this internal affairs investigation. How do you respond to that?
Again, as a person who was employed by the Buffalo Police Department for 2.5 decades and someone who's been on the city council for nearly 2 decades, he should understand that the commissioner cannot come in and comment on that investigation specifically. The commissioner is more than happy to come in and speak about anything else. And I find some of Councilmember Rivera's comments about Police Commissioner Wright insulting, quite frankly. And I'm upset for Commissioner Wright on his behalf, as the man who dedicated 4 decades of his life to public service and protecting the city of Buffalo, and to have his motives questioned, I think is completely irresponsible. And like I said, he sent an email to the Buffalo Common Council saying he would be happy to come in October when the meeting was usually scheduled, and discuss things and anything they want to talk about, but clearly cannot comment on an ongoing investigation.
Would you welcome the New York State Attorney General's office to investigate this incident as well? I know that the governor a week or two ago said that, you know, it's something that perhaps her office and the Attorney General's office would look into.
Yeah, so, you know, like I said, there's currently, I've heard members of the council talking about a request for an independent investigation. That's exactly what's taking place right now with the Niagara County District Attorney. Again, and we'll see the results of that, and then when when the internal affairs investigation is released, we'll go from there. But I have full faith in the Niagara County District Attorney to do his independent investigation and come to the conclusions that he does.
Well, Councilmember Rivera brought this idea up about snitching and saying that, well, you know, police are always saying there's this no snitching code on the street, and that's why we're not getting, you know, crime solved. Why should he's essentially saying, why should the average citizen cooperate when they look at this case and see the police are not cooperating with the DA? What would you say to that?
You know, it's been brought up to me a lot in the last couple of weeks why the officers involved in that incident are not talking to the Niagara County District Attorney. I'm not a lawyer, but I would not advise my client to go and talk to the person who would be investigating me. I would rely on my lawyer to do their job. Again, it's my understanding they are compelled to talk to internal affairs, and I'm not sure if they have yet or what stage of the investigation it is, but it's my understanding that they're compelled to speak to the Internal Affairs Department about this investigation, and so they'll certainly be talking to someone about it.
Mayor, what can you tell us about the update in terms of the where things stand with the comptroller's office over capital bonds? And I know that you a while ago said that by August 29th, if there's no action, that the city of Buffalo would be suing the comptroller's office. Where do things stand?
Yeah, you know, my stance is the same, that I presented $110 million capital budget. The council adopted that budget, and the comptroller should be going out to the market for that money. That has not happened. As you know, I did file that letter. That's stated by the 29th. If the comptroller is not agreed, we will consider legal action. I have had conversations with my lawyer, my counsel, outside counsel, over the weekend. I had several conversations and just kind of discussing the different avenues that we have. And in the next day or two, we'll make a determination on what the course of action is that we want to take, and we'll go from there. But I'm certain you'll be hearing from something about that in the mid to late in the week.
That legal action could have consequences for taxpayers in the city of Buffalo, correct?
Yes, it could, and that's the unfortunate situation here, right? You know, the city charter lays out specifically what happens in a scenario like this. If the council or the mayor present or approve a capital budget in excess of the comptroller's recommended cap, it lays out how it happens. The comptroller then advises the council why he or she believes it wouldn't be prudent to do so. The comptroller did that. The council took that into advisement and still believes that the $110 million spending plan is the way to go. So the comptroller should bond out. If this goes the legal route and it costs taxpayers money, it's very unfortunate. But I met my charter mandated responsibilities as mayor. The council met theirs. And if we're talking about concern about the taxpayers, we should be concerned about the length this is taking to get these projects up and running. Because every day that goes by, projects cost more money, which is going to cost the taxpayers more money.
Any conversations that you've had with the comptroller's office over the last couple of weeks? Any sort of traction that maybe has come to some sort of agreement on?
I have not had direct conversations with the comptroller. I know our team has met with her team and discussed things. Does not seem like there's a whole lot of movement. I did find it kind of odd that, you know, the comptroller stated repeatedly she set the cap at $28 million, but then last week informed people she was going to go out and bond for $29.4 million. So it just seems like now just doing things arbitrarily with no rhyme or reason to it when it's very clear how the process should play out.
Do you believe that a representative from the comptroller's office or the comptroller should have been before council today to kind of explain? I know they submitted some letters that they submitted to you weeks, months prior. Should they be explaining their process to the people of Buffalo?
Yeah, I do. I think they should answer to the people of Buffalo, right? This is an independently elected citywide official that to me has not met her charter mandated responsibilities with the capital budget. And unfortunately, we've now lost an entire construction season. We have now entered the process for next year's capital budget. We don't know what will and will not be bonded out for, so it's very difficult to plan the next capital budget. This has a very serious domino effect, and there needs to be quick resolution to it, which again is why we had conversations with our outside counsel over the weekend, and we'll plan our course of action in the next couple of days, and you'll hear from us on that.
And any parking authority questions?
Can you just give us the update on that, kind of where things stand?
Yeah, so for today's council meeting, we submitted the names for the members of the Buffalo Park and Mobility Authority. Once those are approved, those will go to the New York State Department of State for final confirmation and move forward. We have the title and search RFP that is back out with the appraisal RFP subsequent to that to come out. And so we're moving forward, and we firmly believe that by the end of the calendar year, we will have met every goal we can get this parking authority up and running for whoever is in office come January to pick up the ball and run with it and make sure that we bring that infusion of cash into the city of Buffalo coffers and set this authority up for success well into the future, where it continues to give the city of Buffalo a yearly revenue source as well.
You're still kind of on a tight timeline because of, you know, having to fulfill that promised income for the current fiscal year. Have you started to look into, you know, the issues around potentially short-term bonding as Reynolds Rodriguez said?
I meet with the Commissioner of Admin and Finance on a regular basis and talk about not just the parking authority or anything else that might be impacting our bottom line. So, you know, we constantly have conversations. All right, if this this revenue source doesn't come in, how are we going to pivot? So, yeah, we have constant conversations about it.